What happens when the rules that made you successful suddenly stop working? Picture Intel in 1994, riding high as the world's leading chip manufacturer, only to watch a minor technical flaw explode into a full-blown crisis that cost the company $475 million and nearly destroyed its reputation. A mathematical error that would affect the average user once every 27,000 years became headline news on CNN, sparking customer outrage and forcing a humiliating product recall. But here's what made this crisis truly revealing. Intel's leadership was blindsided not by the flaw itself, but by how their relationship with customers had fundamentally changed without them noticing. They'd successfully branded themselves as Intel Inside, transforming from an anonymous component supplier into a household name. Yet internally, executives still thought like manufacturers serving other businesses, not consumers. When crisis struck, this disconnect between perception and reality proved devastating. The people at the top were the last to recognize that their entire world had shifted, a pattern that repeats endlessly across industries and careers. Think of running a business like navigating rapids. Most challenges are manageable with skill and experience, class 3 rapids that test you but don't fundamentally change the game. Then suddenly, you're facing class 6 rapids. The water hasn't just gotten rougher, you're in an entirely different environment where your old techniques don't just fail, they actively endanger you. These moments are strategic inflection points, when one of the forces shaping your business intensifies tenfold, fundamentally rewriting the competitive landscape. Six forces constantly push and pull at every business: existing competitors, suppliers, customers, potential new entrants, substitute products, and complementors. When any of these undergoes a massive shift, everything changes. What makes these transitions so treacherous is their subtlety. They don't announce themselves with trumpets and fanfare. Instead, they creep up gradually, dismissed as temporary fluctuations or niche phenomena, until suddenly the old rules are obsolete. IBM's vertical integration once meant buying everything from one company: chips, operating systems, software, and service bundled together. This ensured reliability but created limited choices, high costs, and complete vendor lock-in. The microprocessor shattered this model. Computing power on a single chip enabled specialized companies to dominate individual layers: Intel on processors, Microsoft on operating systems, Dell on assembly. This horizontal structure unleashed fierce competition at every level, driving innovation and slashing prices. The transformation created clear winners and losers. Companies recognizing the shift early, Microsoft, Intel, Dell, dominated their niches. Those clinging to vertical integration, IBM, digital equipment, watched market share evaporate. Success rewarded focused excellence over controlling everything. This pattern extends beyond computing. Walmart's logistics revolution weaponized supply chain efficiency. The 1927 shift to talkies made careers obsolete overnight, and containerization turned Singapore into a global hub while New York's traditional docks declined. Sometimes competition transforms entirely. When Walmart enters a small town, local stores face a fundamentally different species of business. Walmart's sophisticated logistics, massive purchasing power, and data-driven inventory create advantages impossible to match through incremental improvement. Survival requires finding specialized niches where Walmart's advantages matter less: unique local products, personalized service, convenience for quick trips. Technological breakthroughs don't improve existing processes. They render entire business models obsolete. The jazz singer in 1927 didn't enhance silent films. It made them irrelevant. Some stars, like Greta Garbo, transitioned successfully. Others watched their careers collapse. Studios and theaters invested massively in new equipment. Those who adapted quickly thrived. Those who dismissed it as a fad disappeared. Containerization transformed shipping similarly, slashing handling costs and port time while reshaping the industry's geography. Revolutionary technologies often appear unimpressive initially, early personal computers were toys compared to mini computers. Digital Equipment Corporation dismissed PCs as unsuitable for serious business use, reflecting psychological resistance rather than just technical assessment. Their success with existing technology blinded them to disruptive innovation threatening their core business. Sometimes the ground shifts through changing relationships rather than new competitors. When airlines developed online reservation systems and began selling directly to consumers, they capped agent commissions, fundamentally altering travel agency economics. Intel experienced this from the other side by stopping second sourcing, licensing processor designs to competitors. By becoming the sole source for innovative processors, Intel dramatically increased its power over computer manufacturers. Regulatory changes create similar inflection points. AT&T's breakup created opportunities for new competitors, while forcing the former monopoly to adapt. Steve Jobs learned this lesson painfully with Next. After leaving Apple, he pursued his vision of integrated hardware and software, while Microsoft quietly dominated with Windows. Jobs resisted adapting until market reality forced Next to abandon hardware entirely, a painful recognition that the competitive landscape had fundamentally shifted. Grove champions productive paranoia, assuming significant change is coming and preparing accordingly. In a world celebrating confidence, he makes a counterintuitive argument. Fear can be your greatest ally. Not paralyzing terror, but constant awareness that success is temporary, advantages erode, and environments shift in ways threatening even dominant companies. This mindset keeps your radar active for weak signals indicating change, motivates experimentation beyond what worked before, and overcomes our natural denial of uncomfortable realities. The key is balancing urgency with psychological safety. Too much fear without direction causes paralysis. Too little breeds complacency. Recognizing an inflection point is just the start. Successfully navigating it requires crossing what Grove calls the Valley of Death, a chaotic period organizations must traverse to reach new ground. The journey begins with acknowledging uncomfortable reality. At Intel, this meant accepting their memory business was no longer viable against Japanese competition, overcoming denial and the inertia of past success. Navigation follows a pattern. First comes debate and experimentation, letting chaos reign as the organization tests responses to change. Eventually, leadership must rein in chaos through decisive choices about priorities, reallocating resources to align with the new vision. Intel's pivot from memory chips to microprocessors illustrates this. Experimenting while building the microprocessor business, then shifting resources decisively as the new direction proved successful. The core challenge is maintaining current operations while transforming for the future, like changing an airplane's engine mid-flight. During this phase, people need both urgency from recognizing the situation's seriousness and confidence from having clear direction and resources to execute. View yourself as CEO of your own career. Conduct regular mental fire drills, considering how you'd respond if your company was acquired, technology made your skills obsolete, or regulatory shifts transformed your industry. Build networks outside your immediate environment for early warning signals. Develop capabilities valuable in future roles, even if not immediately applicable. Don't wait for crisis to force adaptation. Prepare while you have options. Thriving organizations and individuals understand adaptation is ongoing discipline, not a one-time event. They detect weak signals before they become loud alarms. They maintain strategic flexibility, avoiding rigid commitments that become liabilities when circumstances shift. They build diverse capabilities and relationships, providing options when the unexpected arrives. Most importantly, they act on uncomfortable truths rather than hoping they'll disappear. Grove's famous declaration, "Only the paranoid survive," captures this philosophy perfectly. In a world where change accelerates and certainty diminishes, paranoia isn't pessimism, it's realism. The question isn't whether inflection points will come, but whether you'll see them coming and be ready to act. Success belongs to those vigilant enough to recognize when the ground is shifting and courageous enough to move before it's too late. What separates successful navigators of strategic inflection points from failures isn't intelligence or resources. It's the willingness to face reality and act decisively amid uncertainty. The comfortable choice is maintaining the status quo, dismissing warning signs as anomalies. This comfort is seductive because it requires no painful decisions or acknowledgement that your expertise might be obsolete. But comfort is the enemy of survival during fundamental change. Digital equipment, countless travel agencies, New York's traditional ports, they didn't lack talent or money. They lacked organizational courage to abandon what made them successful. Survivors share one trait. They act while they still have options. Intel didn't wait until memory chips became unprofitable before pivoting to microprocessors. Successful travel agencies developed new models before commissions disappeared entirely. This requires cultures that prioritize truth over comfort. Reward people who surface inconvenient facts. Conduct honest competitive assessments. Allocate resources to emerging opportunities, even when established businesses still profit. The choice is simple but profound. Will you adapt proactively or cling to the past until circumstances force painful adjustments? The paranoid survive because they're realistic about competitive advantages' impermanence. Stay alert, stay adaptable, stay paranoid.